Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder.
There was once a dream, you could only whisper it. Anything more than a whisper, and it would vanish.
A battle between good and evil.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Where shall I find a new adversary so close to my own level?
Try the local sewer.
You know of the rebellion against the Empire?
The Avengers, Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Peace means having a bigger stick than the other guy.
One of these days, I'm gonna have a stick of my own.
I'm Groot.
Welcome to the Neverland Podcast. The podcast for lovers of Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars.
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
Please welcome your host, Jeremy.
I thought he'd be taller.
Yeah, I can fly.
All it takes is faith. Rust.
Well, if it isn't the Star-Spangled Man with a plan, what is your plan today?
Up to Neverland!
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Star Wars, Assault on the Death Star VCR board game. Following a failed rebel mission to destroy the Empire's second Death Star, the Emperor has entrusted Lord Vader with the task of delivering the formidable battle station to Endor, where it can be completed in secret. En route to Endor, Lord Vader receives word that probe droids have detected a large rebel supply base in the nearby Drinba system. Driven by hatred for the Rebel Alliance, he notifies the Emperor that he intends to divert the Death Star to the Drinba system. Taking two Star Destroyers as escorts, Lord Vader plans the destruction of the Rebel planet. When the Rebels on Drinba intercept this message, they are left with no alternative but to send a team of their best troops to disable the Death Star before it comes within firing range of the planet. Using a stolen Imperial supply freighter and code, the Rebels are able to board the station. Meanwhile, aboard the Death Star, Lord Vader sets course for Drinba 4. Okay, so I had this really crazy idea of going through and playing at Star Wars and the different ways that we used to be able to play, whether it was board games, VCR games, video games, maybe you did something weird with your figures, things like that, and I thought, you know what, let's listen to the VCR audio and talk about some of these things and play some Star Wars trivia with other podcasters. But every once in a while, we're going to be interrupted by Darth Vader himself as we try to discuss these things. May the 4th be with you, as May 4th is this week, which is, of course, a good reason to do a show like this.
I'm taking command of this battle station in order to destroy Drinba 4. Inform me, Admiral, when we are within super laser range. I shall not fail my Dark Master. I shall blast the Rebels' supply base and the entire planet to the eternal void. I sense a disturbance in the Force. Where? Ah, yes, the shuttle bays. An unscheduled Imperial freighter arrived just before me, so someone was blocking the Death Star's sensors. Rebels, not more than 6 of you. I can feel your presence. Come to me, Rebels. Traitors, unleash your anger. It brings you closer to the dark side. This Death Star will soon be within super laser range of your base. The power of the dark side will destroy you and your rebellion. Admiral, we have a small band of rebels aboard. Alert security.
Of course, Lord Vader.
The outer level has been breached. Stormtroopers to commence an immediate search of the outer level.
Greetings, Neverlanders. This is Scott from the Disney Indiana podcast, a.k.a. Lost Boy TikTok Scott.
And this is his co-host, Tracy, a.k.a. Pixie Polly. We're here today to talk a little about some special Star Wars toys in our collection. We've been fortunate enough to attend three Star Wars Celebration conventions. Celebrations 2 and 3 were both held in Indianapolis in 2002 and 2005, respectively, while Celebration 4 was held in Los Angeles in 2007.
Now, each of these conventions featured exclusive merchandise, including collectible figures. Of course, they were very limited, and we remember waiting in long, long, long lines, but it was well worth it.
Challenges me. What are your names, rebels? Speak. I feel there are those among you who have already taken the first step towards the dark side of the Force. Yes, it is indicated by the first letter of your first names. Those of you whose first names begin with one of the letters of Dark Side, increase your dark side power by one.
At Celebration 2, we picked up Commander Georges Sakul, a rebel pilot. The bio on the card back reads as follows. Among X-Wing pilots, Commander Georges Sakul is renowned for his inner strength, his ability to remain calm under fire, and his mentoring of younger squadron members. Once a reckless dreamer, his life changed course after a near-fatal crash in his T-16 Skyhopper in his homeworld of Tatooine. He went off to the Academy and emerged as the top pilot in his class and a natural leader. A visionary storyteller, he entertains the pilots in his command with far-flung tales of distant galaxies thousands of years before the Republic. Rumored to be Force-sensitive, many say Sakul would have become a great Jedi if only he had been born in a different time.
Now, if you don't recognize this character, because it's based on George Lucas, with the name spelled backwards. He even looks a little like Lucas with his trademark beard. Unfortunately, there was no flannel shirt accessory included. Now, Celebration 3 figure was a talking Darth Vader. Let's let the Sith Lord speak for himself.
Welcome to Star Wars Celebration 3. Never will you find a more wretched hive of scum.
You, the rebel using the Force, stand up, look at me, address me as Lord Vader, and tell me your name. Good. Take the data cards one by one until you have a key code card. Do you have one? Ah, yes, I sense it. Such a shame you cannot use it. You must pass it to the player on your left. Any other data card you may keep.
Your journey to the dark side is now complete. Prepare to experience the revenge of the Sith. It is your destiny. The dark side of the Force is strong with you.
These five phrases were recorded by James Earl Jones himself specifically for this figure. The designers even constructed the packaging in such a way that you can replace the batteries.
One interesting thing about this figure, as we said earlier, we waited in long, long lines to get them. And as we were waiting to pick this figure up at Celebration 3, there was somebody up farther ahead that got his already, and he walked back to the line looked in front of everybody, yelled to get everybody's attention, and said, "I'm going to make you guys upset." And he opened the Darth Vader figure.
You. Yes, you, the rebel using the Force. Stop. Do not move. Stormtroopers, move to that location and arrest the rebel. And as for your droid... return that droid to the repair center.
And then walked off.
Laughing. Now for Celebration 4, which was also the 30th anniversary of the release of Star Wars, the exclusive figure was of R2-D2 and C-3PO, but based on the original Ralph McQuarrie concept sketches. They look quite different from the figures we know and love today.
There was also a series of other McQuarrie concept figures released at the same time. We picked up the Boba Fett, Luke Skywalker in a breathing mask, a Stormtrooper, and a Snowtrooper. Now, we'll post photos of each of these Celebration figures over at the Disney Indiana Flickr account, and we'll share the link with Jeremy so he can pass it on to you.
And thank you, Jeremy, for letting us visit Neverland again to talk about some of our more unusual Star Wars toys. Now, folks, if you'd like to hear us talk about Star Wars or anything else the mouse has to offer, you can find us over at DisneyIndiana.com or search for the Disney Indiana podcast in iTunes. TTFN.
Commander.
Yes, Lord Vader.
Rectify the malfunction in the detention block doors and bring me a report.
Techno Retro Daz, I have Shaz Bazaar and Jedi Schwa, and of course they can be found at TechnoRetroDaz.com or just search them on iTunes. They are part of the RetroZap network, which is not my network, but that's okay.
What weird ways did you play Star Wars when you were a kid, Schwa?
What weird ways?
Yeah.
What, like practicing for a date with my 12-inch Luke Skywalker, that kind of thing? No, I didn't do that.
I was going to say, weirdest... seriously?
No,
that would be weird.
That would be weird. I wish I had good stories like that. I don't know if they were weird, but I used to take... I had this big spool of yellow string. I don't even know where I got it. It was just really cool yellow thick string. And I used to string it all over my bedroom. It looked like yellow Spider-Man had been in there. I don't know. And then I would just, you know, hang the figures. They would swing from them. They would slide down them. And they'd get trapped in them. I mean, that string was very versatile. I probably got more use out of that than any playset I ever bought.
Really?
Yeah, it was a blast. I loved
string,
it.
String, a marvelous thing. Everyone calls it yellow yarn.
But Lord Vader, we have tried that.
There are no excuses, Commander. Security, seal all doors. Allow no one to enter or leave any control center.
What about you?
I think I heard it. I played Star Wars with everything. From my little green truck we talked about on the show just a couple weeks ago, to He-Man. I got He-Man action figures, and I found out, you know, once I got them, they were much bigger than the Star Wars figures.
Well, they're from a different planet, so that's
they
okay.
Were, exactly. Those were the giants, and so the Star Wars people were smaller. And then eventually I had them playing with the masked figures. The masked figures were, you know, half the size of a Star Wars person. The only bad thing about that was Star Wars people could not fit in their vehicles. So that didn't work out so well.
That limit, they have to ride on top.
But especially when Star Wars was there were fewer and fewer toys on the shelves. Not just then, but especially then, I started getting more G.I. Joe.
The security check is now complete.
Unseal all doors and remain vigilant. Admiral.
My lord, Star Destroyer Colossus reports that the rebels are preparing to evacuate Drinbar 4.
They are too late, Admiral. In 41 minutes, this battle station will be in range. And with their main supply base destroyed, the rebels shall be crippled.
Toys, figures, and vehicles. I got the Cobra Hiss because it looked kind of Star Warsy. I mean, really, tanks don't look like that in on this planet. You know, the Cobra Hiss. You remember that one, Schwa?
I do not. I didn't have any G.I. Joes.
Big treads that were way up high, and it was high center of gravity. I'm thinking, anybody who could just walk over and tip this thing, you know, you ever go cow tipping? Never mind.
I did not know.
Even if you did, I don't want to know. Okay. I want to know if you could get arrested for that or something, probably. But you could go hiss tipping. So, but it looked good for Star Wars, and I got the Snow Cat, and I played with that with my Star Wars figures. You know, it worked out on Hoth or whatever snow planet you might be on, or snow super weapon planet toy thing. That's no planet. It's a Star Killer base. I just played with Star Wars with everything I had.
Of course.
And that passed on to my kids. Because my daughter had...
You play with Star Wars figures with your kids now.
So, Rebels, you seek to disable this battle station with explosive devices before I destroy your main base. Security, I want an immediate search of the outer level. You, the rebel using the Force. Yes, you. Cast the die for each explosive that has been planted. If you get a 2, 3, or 4, then the explosive has been discovered and must be removed. Repeat this until all the explosives have been dealt with.
But Abby had Polly Pocket figures. Luke had Star Wars figures. And they would play Star Wars Adventures all the time.
That's excellent.
They'd give the Polly Pocket stuff and the Star Wars, and that's what they called it, Star Wars Adventures.
Hop in the Millennium Falcon and head to Pocket Planet.
Pocket Planet.
Yes.
It was awesome. It was awesome. Just because it's playing with Star Wars.
Well, there's no wrong way to play with Star Wars figures.
Yeah, there is. You really don't want to use firecrackers.
Agreed.
You can use those on something else, but not on the Star Wars.
Yeah, agreed.
So, Rebels, you think you can gain advantage by using your droids to penetrate our memory banks.
But everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
We're sending a squad up.
Negative. We have a reactor leak here now. Give us a few minutes to lock it down. Large leak, very dangerous.
Who is this? What's your operating number?
Boring conversation anyway. Luke, we're gonna have company!
Okay, so weird ways now that I've played Star Wars, and I'm here, of course, with Heather. Hello.
Hello.
I've got to share, at least in the third grade, there was a board game, and it was Escape from the Death Star.
Okay.
I don't think I ever got a chance to finish a game of it, but I would hope, every time we had recess, I was hoping for rain, so we would have to do inside recess, because that's when we'd get all the board games out and play the Escape from the Death Star. Here comes Darth Vader.
Rebels, the Force grows in you. If you are in a corridor, close your eyes and feel the Force. You respond well to the dark side. Gain 2 dark side points.
But it was cool because on the board, you'd start in the trash compactor and you'd have to escape the trash compactor and then go and shut off the shield generator and basically do everything from the first movie and get off the
Death Star. I thought we played this. I thought you had an episode of this and we played it.
No, I don't have this.
Oh, okay. What was it that we played then?
What we played is what everybody's hearing right now. It's the VCR game. And that's where we were planting explosives on the Death Star, on the second Death Star, before it blew up.
Oh, okay.
Or before it blew up a planet that is supposed to be a rebel base. We were rebels on the planet, and one of you gets turned to the dark side because you get too many dark side points from cards you draw.
I remember that.
Yeah, and Vader has already started giving dark side points away, and eventually he's going to select an apprentice, which you all will hear happen.
Mm.
Other weird ways, though, I didn't actually have any Star Wars figures, except for one that I just used for an old man because he was some random guy on Jabba's palace. But other than that, I had like a yellow plastic wiffle ball bat that was my lightsaber, and we would go at my next door neighbor that I used to play with, you know, we'd on his porch there was chairs, and we'd go up on the porch, and that was the Millennium Falcon, and so we just kind of pretended and went that way, which is similar to stuff you've told me.
Yeah, I didn't have it. I had one character that was anywhere near like a official character, and that was Wicket. And he hung out in our crayon box. And, like, you never knew when you were going to find Wicket because we had a bucket, like, a small bucket. And he could get lost down in there. And every once in a while, we'd find him.
Good luck.
Why did you keep Wicket in a crayon box?
Well, see, okay, we learned about Star Wars secondhand.
Yeah, by playing Star Wars with yourselves' imagination like I did, because your cousin would tell you everything before you got to see it.
Yes,
you?
Our cousin would tell us about, you know, all about Star Wars and things like that, so our knowledge came from him, and we would play out, well, and we would, like, take characters, like, when I forget who was going to be Princess Leia and who was Luke Skywalker and Han Solo, whatever, but, anyway, we did, like, play out, but it was all from him, and I didn't get to watch him until, you know, I think I've said this already.
Yeah.
Really didn't get to watch him all the way through until I was in high school.
This is about playing, so.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes Vader.
Rebels, which of you has a droid on a data terminal? Behold.
I don't know that we have a lot of time before the next thing's going
nope,
to
there
occur.
It is.
Well, this sound you've been hearing, these beeping, is people escaping the detention block, because in the VCR game, you could get thrown in the detention block of a stormtrooper.
So, rebels, you are able to use the Force to free yourselves from the detention blocks.
Yeah, as Vader was just saying, we were able to use the Force and you escape from the detention block because a stormtrooper was in there, and if you'd roll the dice for the stormtrooper at one point, you could catch one of the other players. So you get thrown into the prison on this game. But this is not the only board game I've had. Because right now in our closet, we have Star Wars Life, which we've played a few times. And it's Jedi Life. You actually are playing as a Padawan, and you're playing the game of life. But all your achievements in life are getting your lightsaber and completing various trainings and stuff like that. And it's very much prequel-based. But it's cool.
Tell me, Rebels, who has the least dark side points? Answer. Raise your right hand. Reach forward. Now lower your hand and take a Force card. Yes, Rebel, you are truly feeble. My control over you shall soon be complete.
Ooh, somebody's going to the dark side because they got to draw a card. That's funny because he was saying whoever's got the least amount of dark side points gets to draw a card. But aha, you did what I told you. Takes dark side point. You gotta love the Darth Vader things. That made it fun. So we've had this. I had the VCR game, I think, before we even started dating.
Yeah, you did because we played it while we were
dating.
Yeah,
we played it one time. And I think I ended up becoming the dark side apprentice. And I don't remember if you managed to set all the timers. I think I managed to get some of your detonators, and I think you...
I don't know. Yeah. I probably lost. That's my lot in life, so...
Yeah. But it's okay. We've played the Star Wars Life game a few times, so we haven't played that in a while.
Yeah.
I've also got a Star Wars Stratego game.
Which, I don't think I've ever played that with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I've only played it once. I played it once with our friend James, and that's where you have all these characters that have, like, a number value, and you line them up where you can't see your opponent's numbers, and you move forward, and when you get to... characters in the same spot, you reveal the numbers, whoever has the highest number survives, and you're trying to go and sabotage the other side's stuff or whatever. So it's a lot of strategy, a lot of thinking, but I did manage to beat James at it. I used to not understand the game when I used to play with my brother, but now I've got a Star Wars one, which I've played once. So
I don't understand it. It looked like Battleship with people's faces.
We'll have to
me.
Get it out and learn to play it again.
You'll
that
win.
Might be fun. But the other game we have is a Star Wars Saga Edition Trivial Pursuit DVD game, and we've played this one twice.
Rebels, which of you is using the Force? Ah, you. Only a true Jedi can control the Force. Do you not realize that I controlling you. Increase your dark side by 2.
Okay, the reason, of course, we've only played it twice is that you're very competitive and you haven't managed to win at it. And on the DVD, like the final question or whatever, it'll ask something about an obscure character in the background of a scene. And I actually knew the answer to some of those, and you give me the dirtiest looks. But you can have your revenge today. We're going to play Star Wars Trivial Pursuit with other podcasts.
Okay.
And I am going to let you ask me questions. Okay, now we're going to use one card for everybody who's going to answer questions. And they have 6 categories, so also 6 questions. There is the Cantina, which is involves scenes, allies, or aliens, cameos. I can't speak today.
Apparently
can't read. And then there's the Force, for every action there is a reaction. Ha, science joke. But it's actually, of course, dealing with Jedi and Sith. There's the heroes, villains, and scoundrels, which is about all the main characters of the saga. Then there is the saga category, which is about movie plots. And then there is the galaxy far, far away, which is planets, cities, buildings, vehicles, etc. And then the hyperspace category, which is a wild card. Anything goes. And you will be asking me questions in that exact order of how I've just read the categories. And then I'm going to go through it and ask from different cards. Techno Retro Dads, Saturday Morning Rewind, Disney Indiana, hopefully Behind the Magic, but I've had...
Rebels. You will be unable to draw any data cards while the computer core is repaired. Security is conducting an immediate search. The rebel using the Force will throw the die for each explosive planted in the outer level. If you throw a 2 or a 3, that explosive is removed.
All right, give me the first question.
All right, so who's the first Ewok nearly blasted by a laser bolt?
Nearly blasted by a laser bolt. Well, Wicket's the first one you see, but I don't know that he nearly got... Well, no, he would have nearly got blasted because he has a duck, so that's Wicket.
You are correct.
Okay, next question.
What Dark Lord, according to Chancellor Palpatine, discovered how to, quote, keep the ones he cared about from dying, end quote?
Oh, and this is a big deal. They've actually got a book about him now, and it went right out of my head. Darth Plagueis.
All right, you are correct.
Mm-hmm.
Who taunts, from here you will witness the final destruction of the Alliance?
Well, probably Grand Moff Tarkin, but the Palpatine kind of says that as well.
But what's your final answer?
What's the exact line again?
From here you will witness the final destruction of the Alliance.
Emperor Palpatine.
Yes.
All right, next question.
All right, who interrupts Shmi's funeral with an urgent message?
Shmi's funeral?
Yep.
C-3PO, I believe.
No. Nope.
No, he doesn't get that. No, no, wait, because he wouldn't have been there. There was somebody on the ship. Hang on. Oh, Obi-Wan Kenobi does. They get a message from Obi-Wan at this time, I believe, yes.
The computer core is again operational. Your good fortune, Rebels. Data cards are once more available.
Okay, you're saying it wasn't Obi-Wan Kenobi?
No, it was not Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay, let me think. All right, because they're there and they're burying him, but they get an urgent message and they have to go. And this is when Shmi's dead. And he's already went and killed all the sand people.
Yeah.
And thrown his little fit.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to final answer say R2-D2.
Yes, you are correct. Although I felt like it kind of helped you along a little bit.
Well, by telling me when I was wrong. But I knew I could get it because there was only a few possibilities.
Okay, so. Are you ready?
Yeah, I think we got all time right. For another question.
Okay, what does Han, whatever, refer to when he gasps, "It ain't there, it's been totally blown away"?
Alderaan.
Yes, of course. And the last one. What two colors can come up on Watto's chance cube?
Red and blue?
Garbage compactors activated. No one may enter the conduit system for the next 2 minutes.
Get in there, you big furry! I don't care what you smell! Get in there! Don't worry about it!
What an incredible smell you've discovered!
Okay, so I'm generally 6 for 6. I mean, you did give me a few chances on one of them.
Yeah.
All right, but now here's 6 questions for you.
Okay.
Who hands Queen Amidala the Globe of Peace during the victory celebration on Naboo?
I think it's Boss Nass.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. It says Sio Bibble. I wonder if that's Boss Nass's real name. Maybe someone
or maybe
will
some
let us
senator
know.
Or something.
Yeah.
Some.
Okay. Well, what does Yoda tell Duke he will not need in the tree cave?
His weapons.
Correct. Who does Luke carry strapped to his back?
Well, that would be Yoda.
Yes, it would. Who's the first to jump down the Death Star's garbage chute?
Princess Leia.
How many Naboo fighters accompany Senator Amidala's ill-fated star cruiser into Coruscant? Remember this beginning of Attack of the Clones.
Oh, at the beginning of it?
Yeah, I remember when she's getting escorted and it's going to blow up when it lands. She's got some escorts.
There's one that actually has the princess in it, isn't it? And then there's like a couple...
She's a senator at the
time. Yeah, a senator, and then there's a couple... I would say 3.
Good job!
Oh,
that's
wow!
3, yes! Okay, quick, we're running out of time before Darth Vader shows up. What villain in the Attack of the Clones DVD blooper reel does a brief tap dance with a brightly colored umbrella?
Garbage compactors deactivated. The conduit system is now open.
I think I've seen this clip, and it's pretty funny. Okay,
what?
Think of a planet where it's raining.
Okay.
Okay?
What's
That's
the movie
why it would
again?
Be funny. He's doing a brief tap dance with a brightly colored umbrella. So he's got a costume that needs to keep relatively dry for a while. And he's full body costume, head to toe.
Okay, and what's the movie again? What's the...
During Attack of the Clones. Very rainy planet.
Rebels, feel the power of the dark side. The power to turn comrade against comrade. Any rebel who steals data from another rebel in the next 3 minutes can draw 3 extra data cards from the central data core.
Alright, I'll give you a few guesses. You gave me a few guesses on the technical question.
Planets are the ones that I really stink at. I know it's the ones where
okay,
they were making the clones.
Right, it's
and,
raining on that planet, but that's not the question is, it's a villain
oh,
in Attack
okay.
of the Clones.
Yeah, because I was thinking like the person who has the full on would have been,
yes,
it's not Boba Fett, but his father, Jango Fett.
Yes, there we go.
Yay!
A little bit of coaching, but yeah, you got it there.
Yay brain.
So we'll give you a 5 out of 6.
Oh, that was the
Good
last
job.
Question?
That was your last question.
Oh.
Would you like to hear some of the answers from other podcasts?
I suppose.
Yes, we'll make it a full competition. We'll see how well everybody else does.
Okay, so now we welcome from Saturday Morning Rewind, it's Tim and Gary. Hey, guys.
What's up, everybody?
And of course, if you haven't listened to their show, Saturday Morning Rewind, awesome show. Basically has a lot of different voice actors on there from all those cartoons we used to love. You can find them at SaturdayMorningRewind.com, also on iTunes. And are you also on Stitcher?
Yes, we are.
So go check them out. Great show. But all right, it is time for the Star Wars Trivial Pursuit. Okay, first question from the Cantina. How many fleshy whiskers dangle from Sebulba's head?
Sebulba's head? Good golly. This is Tim, by the way, right here. Well, I kind of wanted to get out there that I do like Star Wars quite a bit. I'm just not good at trivia. Gary, do you have any clue?
I'm trying to remember.
And this is from Phantom Menace, so I'm not.
Yes.
I don't remember a ton about Phantom Menace.
No.
Okay.
Either one of you know?
Wait. It's got to be a low number, right, Gary?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like 1 to 3, somewhere near there. So what do you say?
Let's go with 4.
4 is the correct answer.
Yes, good job, Gary.
Alrighty. And now a question from the Force. What 2 people does Darth Vader take orders from?
That would be the Emperor. The Emperor's New Groove. Yep. Are we talking about when he is Darth Vader or when he's Anakin too?
When he's Darth Vader.
Darth Vader only.
Yes, this
the
is a Darth Vader. Recognized as Foul Stench when she was brought on board. Not surprised to find you holding Vader's leash. That, giving you some clues.
Jabba the Hutt?
That's a funny guess, but wrong.
what about Pizza the Hutt?
Nah, he already ate himself to death before this happened.
Okay.
That was even longer ago in a further galaxy away.
I have no clue. I can't guess the second one.
I'm not sure.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Oh, Grandma. Grandma.
This is Grand Moff Tarkin.
Rebels, behold the power of the dark side. Now you may draw no more extra data cards when you steal data from your comrades. The reward for any rebel who did is 2 dark side points.
Alrighty, and from our next category, it is Heroes, Villains, and Scoundrels. What half-frozen rebel thanks his rescuers by saying, "Nice of you guys to drop by"?
Oh, come on, that was Indiana Jones.
The detention blocks have been breached once more. The responsibility is yours, Commander, and you know the price of failure.
No!
Han Solo.
Really close, yes, it's Han Solo. You were really close, but Indiana Jones has never traveled that far as we know. There are all those hidden adventures.
There's part 5 coming up.
And now for the saga question. Who scolds R2-D2, "You know better than to trust a strange computer"?
Wouldn't that just be C-3PO? Yeah.
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
Alrighty, and from a galaxy far, far away, this could be planets and cities and vehicles, buildings, that sort of thing. How many meters wide is the first Death Star's thermal exhaust port?
Oh, man, you would throw math in there, wouldn't you? Gary?
I thought the whisker question was hard.
Yeah, seriously.
This is directly said.
Oh, is it? Oh, wow.
Yes, and it's even repeated because I used to bullseye womp rats back home, and they're not much bigger than blank meters.
I have no idea, Tim.
Ask the question again. One more time.
Alrighty. How many meters wide is the first Death Star's thermal exhaust port?
Exhaust port. Okay. I know the scene.
Hmm?
Gary, do you have any guesses?
No, I don't.
Is it 2?
Rebels, if any of you are in a control center, take 2 data cards. But I doubt whether they will help you. Nor will your rebel friends.
Oh, crap! Prepare to jump into hyperspace on my mark.
Yes, it is 2 meters wide.
Yes.
The same size as a womp rat on Tatooine.
I knew something sounded familiar. I just didn't know. I couldn't remember.
All right, and now is the hyperspace. This is a wild card question. Anything goes. What's the first command Anakin Skywalker obeys after he's given the name Darth Vader? This was used also very famously, to me at least, in the first trailer I saw for Episode 3. The very end of it. Lord Vader. Yes, Master. And then gives the order. That was at least how the trailer played out.
This one I don't know.
However, the actual scene in the film takes place in Palpatine's office right after Anakin is christened as Darth Vader. Here's a big thing. Darth Vader, still though looking like Anakin, is kneeling. And so the first thing the Emperor tells him to
do... Oh, he's got to kill the younglings. Right?
Well, that's close.
Kill the Jedi?
Nope. Rise.
Because
he's kneeling down.
He says,
Lord Vader, rise. And they use that actually in the trailer there when the screen was black and you'd hear, "Lord Vader, yes, my master." And he says, "Rise." And then it cut to the shot where Vader was being brought up on the Frankenstein bed.
Report that.
My lord, the rebel fleet is attacking.
Red 3, Red 2, pull in.
Key security systems have been damaged.
Locks to the inner level have failed.
Stormtroopers.
Yes, sir.
The rebels can now enter the inner level. Proceed there immediately.
Well, you guys didn't do too bad there.
I'm actually kind of proud.
You got about four of them. Four out of six. That's not bad at all.
For somebody who does love Star Wars but doesn't know a lot of facts, I think we did all right.
Not bad at all. Okay, our next contestant's here with our Star Wars Trivial Pursuit, Techno Retro Daz. Alrighty, so we got to get right to it because Darth Vader will be interrupting us at any moment.
No! Well, thanks for having us anyway.
Yes, thank you.
If he comes too quickly, just I will not be struck down.
If I don't make it through this, it's been nice knowing you guys.
I can run faster than he can mad.
Yeah, let's hope so. Alright, so first, from the cantina, who briefly shifts back into Clawdite form while trying to shake Anakin Skywalker off her speeder.
Schwa, I'm guessing this is Wes Zammel. I mean, Sam Wessel.
Wes Zammel? <Yeah. laughs> Yes, I would agree with you, Sam Wessel.
Rebels, the time has come for me to select a pupil. Which one of you is strongest in the power of the dark side? If there is more than one of you, I want the youngest. Good. I shall make you my pupil. You shall forget all you have known and loved. There shall be nothing to you. You shall be mine. Whenever I call you, you shall reply, "Yes, my master." You shall obey me completely. You shall remove all the explosives you have planted and return all data to the central data core. You have free access to all levels. Your new objective is to prevent the other rebels from completing their mission.
Finally,
It is.
Clawdite. That one was
easy. Yeah. Although I didn't realize she was supposed to be Clawdite, so actually I learned something from the question.
See, I learned that with Clone Wars.
I thought she was in Deep Space Nine.
Okay.
No, that was Wes Zammel.
Oh, gotcha. Right.
Yeah. All right, now the Force category. What character restores order at a sports bar by saying, "Jedi business, go back to your drinks"?
Right. Jedi business, go back to your drinks. Does that sound like him?
No. Well,
exactly.
No, you actually sounded a little... Yeah, I guess you kind of did. That was kind of a cross between Obi-Wan and Anakin, so...
Ooh, it was not supposed to be Obi-Wan. It was supposed to be that other one.
Okay. Anakin Skywalker. I'll give you full name. Anakin Carl Skywalker.
Carl!
Just to make sure there's no confusion.
Pupil. I did not hear you. Again, louder. You will now move directly to a former comrade and attack them.
Yeah, name for his father that we never found out about that, right? Because we don't buy into that midichlorian nonsense.
Carl, I do. I'm all about the midichlorians. I love them. I drink them daily in my smoothies.
I do too. It's in my V8 drink here. It's called raspberry vanilla with midichlorians.
All righty. I'm going to leave that one alone. Alrighty, so heroes, villains, and scoundrels. What character wonders... Oh, by the way, you got that question right. I forgot to mention.
Wow! Okay.
Alright, so third question then. What character wonders if it is wise to be trusting our fate to a boy we hardly know?
I think it was the Black Swan.
At one point, I think it's all of them. But,
yeah, I think Mace,
General Hux. Wait, no, this game's older than that, isn't it? No, that's not my final answer. Okay, Shaz, Padme?
Padme
Carl Amidala. Let's just say Padme Amidala this time.
Padme.
The correct answer we're looking for was Queen Amidala. Actually, no, it does say Padme, but still.
It was Padme, because it was on Tatooine.
That's Queen Miss Padme Amidala. There we go.
Yes. You are 3 for 3.
Oh. I feel the pressure. This is like that movie Let It Ride about gambling. Anyway, okay.
I'd rather feel the pressure than oppression.
Yes, me too.
Sure. All right, so the next category is saga. Which Star Destroyer locates the Falcon during Darth Vader's meeting with the bounty hunters?
Can I have the origin of the word, please? No, no. Shaz, what do you think? Is it...
I cannot remember. I cannot remember.
Pupil, I am displeased that you have failed to apprehend the rebels. Rotate the inner level.
That's not the name.
It's not the...
That's the fact.
I cannot remember. That was a rebel ship.
And it's somebody reports... Somebody says something to Vader and says, you know, this such and such says they found him. You know, who was it? What'd you say?
Well, I said the Inquisitor. Aren't we looking for the name of the Star Destroyer?
Inquisitor? Is that what it was?
No, I don't think that's right.
I don't think it
was
either.
That's all I can think of right now. Oh, no! This pressure is killing me.
Going down.
All right.
Flames.
What, should we just say Inquisitor?
Yeah, sure.
That doesn't make any sense. Okay, go ahead. Whatever. We're gonna fake this one and say the... It's not the Executor?
No, that's where Vader is.
Okay, all right. We'll say the Inquisitor. That's a silly answer.
Yeah. The correct answer is the Avenger.
Oh,
it's the Avenger.
Avenger. Tony Stark, Star Destroyer, darn it.
That's who it was.
All right.
Where do you think the Empire got all that technology? All righty. The next category, of course, is Galaxy Far, Far Away. This is going to be a planet, city, building, or vehicle, etc. Who's shown dangling off the turret of a tank during the final battle on Naboo?
Ooh, Misa, no.
Do you know?
Oh, it was.
Oh, who do you think it was?
It's the most beloved character in all of Star Wars history.
It is. That's right.
That's
my favorite. It's the one I cuddle up with every night in stuffed animal form. Jar Jar Binks.
Yes, indeed, Jar Jar. All right, how many starfighters are assigned to escort each rebel transport during the evacuation of Hoth?
Two.
Probably.
Rebels, each of you must test yourself against the dark side. Throw the die. A 2, 3, or 4 will win you 2 data cards.
I'm on the leader.
Use the Force, Luke.
The Force is strong with this one.
I've lost R2.
Yes, 2 is the correct answer.
I bow down to the knowledge of Shaz.
Welcome back, Scott and Tracy.
Thank you.
Okay, ready for the first question.
Let's do this.
What creatures inspire Han's complaint? I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
That would be, what is Tauntauns?
You are correct for $500.
Pupil, the time has come to test your power. Take the die and cast it. If it shows a 2 or a 5, stand, hold your right hand before you, and use the Force to locate one explosive device planted on the inner level.
Not really.
We're not playing Jeopardy, Scott. We're playing Trivial Pursuit.
Okay. What 3 characters mention a disturbance in the Force?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That's one.
Darth Vader.
Actually, nope.
Luke Skywalker.
Nope.
Yoda.
Nope.
Uh-oh. We're running out of Force-sensitive people here.
Yeah. This is kind of those weird things you never think about who actually ever says that line.
Qui-Gon?
There's 2.
Mace Windu.
Nope.
Yeah, he said something about snakes.
I'll give you a slight hint. This one will be an Empire Strikes Back, and I think the line is still there when they swapped actors in Empire Strikes Back.
In less than 8 minutes, Drinda 4 shall cease to exist. But we still have the rebels aboard. Pupil, rotate the inner level.
I thought I gave a big giveaway, Mike.
No, we're
blanking.
All right, the third one was Emperor Palpatine.
Ah,
yeah, because he said there's been a great disturbance. Yes,
I forgot they changed the actors on that.
Yeah. Okay, this heroes, villains, scoundrels. Who's the first prisoner in the Geonosis execution arena to get free of the handcuffs?
I think it was Padme.
Very good. I was thinking, Tracy, you got to answer this one. Come on, woman power. There you go. Padme Amidala.
I remember right, yeah, because Anakin and Obi-Wan were arguing, and she's over there just getting herself free and giving them dirty looks like, come on, guys.
And Obi-Wan's, oh, she seems to be handling herself just fine. Yep, it's a pretty funny scene. It's like she's just prepared, had a plan. Who does Han tell to hurry up lest he become a permanent resident of the crumbling Hoth base?
Pupil, cast the die. If you throw a 4 or a 5, remove one explosive device planted on the inner level.
Was that C-3PO?
Yes, it was. Alrighty, what Rebel aircraft requires the pilot and gunner to sit back-to-back?
Snowspeeder.
Very good!
You, the one using the Force, you have been located. Pupil, move to that Rebel and arrest them. Take the Rebel to a detention block.
What does C-3PO do to attract the attention of Jabba's door scanner? It's easier than you think.
Does he wave?
No. Scott, you want to take a stab at it?
Doesn't he just knock on the door?
Rebels, which of you has planted the least explosives? Address me as Lord Vader. Hold both your hands out before you. I see the Force is with you, and you are thinking of the words of the great Jedi Master.
Master, moving stones around is one thing. This is totally different.
No, no different. Only different in your mind.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No, try not. Do or do not. There is no try.
Yoda's words have given you the power to plant your next explosive immediately.
Yeah, exactly. He just knocks on the door. See, these questions weren't that difficult. They're just, you have to just have seen the movies and remember. But we'll call that a 5 out of 6.
Hey, not bad.
Not bad at all.
Lord Vader, we are within super laser range.
Order the super laser crew to start the 5-minute countdown. Commander.
Yes, Lord Vader.
You have failed me for the last time. Pupil, rotate the inner level. Pupil. Make each rebel with 6 or more dark side points. Discard a Force card.
All right, we're ready for our next round of Star Wars trivia. Rachel, why don't you start and introduce yourself?
Behind the Magic Podcast, www.btmpodcast.com.
I'm Chrissy. I'm at Behind the Magic, and I'm also at DisneyWorldEnthusiast.com and at DWEnthusiast on Twitter.
The Force is with these rebels, but I am master of the dark side. I foresee a great confrontation with Skywalker. I shall make him bow to the dark side.
Hi, I'm Dominic from WDW Plantoons, which you can find on iTunes and YouTube.
Alrighty, let's get started with your first question. What color is the bolt of a stormtrooper's blaster when set on stun?
I don't even know what a blaster is. Is that the lightsaber thing?
The rebel using the Force. Take one data card from any other rebel.
No, I think I might know. I would say it was blue then.
Correct. Good job.
Hey. Okay.
Admiral. Reroute all power to the super laser and prepare to destroy Drinbar 4.
Who tells Padme Amidala that the Chancellor is a Sith Lord?
I think it's Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, that's correct. Good job. Who breathed his last after saying, "You were right"?
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader is correct.
I'm also hoping my wife does the same exact thing. You were right. And that was it.
Who does Senator Palpatine describe as mired by baseless accusations of corruption?
That sounds like a foreign language to me. Rachel, do you have any idea who these people are or what is happening?
I'm bad at these. I told you, unless it was about Force Awakens, I haven't seen any of the prequels or, like, the originals since, like, last year. Probably earliest. So, no, I have no idea.
I've only seen 3 out of the 7. Dominic.
The current Chancellor, Valorum.
Yes, Chancellor Valorum.
Rebels, your supply base and your friends have only 2 minutes to live. Which of you is closest to a reactor access gantry? The Force grows stronger with you. Take 2 data cards immediately. Pupil, rotate the inner level twice. Admiral, commence charging the super laser.
All right, what molten alloy is flash frozen to make gas containers in Cloud City? This one you should be able to get if you've seen Empire.
Come on, guys.
Like, I have an answer in my head.
From the best movie they made.
Rachel, anything you have. I bet you do. I have no idea whatsoever.
Rachel, say carbonite.
I knew it was carbonite, but I wasn't sure.
Carbonite is correct. Very good.
Rebel, the one using the Force, move immediately to any power conduit on the inner level that you may better witness the destruction of your comrades on the planet.
How many movies feature C-3PO with his head detached from his body?
How many features?
No, just his head. How many times is his head separated?
Isn't it 2? Yeah.
Yes, it is 2 times.
Rebels, your destiny approaches. You may all take 2 data cards, but they will not help you.
Once in the original movie when it was called Star Wars, Not a New Hope, and then again in Attack of the Clones when he gets his head comically removed and put on a battle droid's body and is going around, "Die, Jedi scum!" Oh, what am I saying?
You, the rebel with the least dark side points. You can plant your explosives in the inner level, but you only have seconds left. Admiral, fire the super laser. Another victory for the dark side. I've dealt a blow to the rebels. But why am I uneasy? So long as the Force flows in rebel hearts, the powers of darkness cannot prevail, and I shall once again be challenged.
All right, a big thank you to Disney Indiana, to the Techno Retro Dads, to Saturday Morning Rewind, Behind the Magic, and WDW Plan Tunes for helping me out, participating in the trivia, and also sharing some stories of how you used to play at Star Wars. I hope you all have very much enjoyed this special episode, and remember, may the 4th be with you. See us next week when we're going to talk all about Marvel's Civil War here on the Neverland Podcast. See you next time. Thank you for listening to the...
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.